What a debut for Mark Appel in front of the Pigs faithful. Open the top of the first inning, striking out the side, all of them swinging. His first three innings of work at Coca-Cola Park, six strikeouts, one base runner allowed. Bottom of the first inning, Pigs bats giving Appel a cushion to work with. One out, double for Taylor Featherston. He's now hit safely in seven straight games. That brings up Andrew Knapp with two outs on the inning.
Runner off of third, pitch on way, swung on a crank. A mile high and just as deep to right field. Forget about it. Well out of here. Andrew a little knapsacking as hit a two-run bomb over the Bud Light trough and right. 2-0 Iron Pigs. How do you like that?
Knapp boosting the average over 400 with the homer, reaching safely in 14 of his last 23 at-bats. 2-0 Pigs after one. Bottom three, one out for Darnell Sweeney, who snapped an 0-for-17 drought in yesterday's game.
Third baseman is up on the grass. And the 0-1 swung on. This is Cortina deep out to right field. Ramsey going back onto the track, looking up. And this ball's gone for Sweeney. Solo shot over the right center field wall. His first as an Iron Pig, and Lehigh Valley now leads 3-0.
And his first home run in 88 at-bats, the last one coming off of All-Star pitcher Matt Harvey on September 2nd of last year in the big leagues. 3-0 Piggies. Appel continuing to deal. 1-2-3 in the top of the fourth, so to the bottom of the fourth. Will Venable grounds out but brings home Andrew Knapp. 4-0 Iron Pigs through four innings, rolling along once again for the second game in a row. The first sign of life for Syracuse comes in the top of the fifth inning. Three singles load the bases with one out, setting up a matchup of pitchers, a matchup of former Pac-12 aces, Appel and Austin Vogt.
Runner's lead pitch swung on a tapper over Appel. It's fielded by the second base bag. A tag is applied for one or is it? No, the ball's dropped. And all hands safe from maybe inning-ending double play, maybe 1-0. And now a tag is applied well after the play, and they catch the runner at second, Campana off the bag napping.
It was later realized Sweeney tagged the runner, Tony Campana, before he touched the bag. Sweeney gobbling up the loose ball after it was sort of kicked out of Featherston's glove, quickly tagged Campana, umpire initially ruling safe, then ruling out. A wacky play, whatever the case may be. 4-1, Pigs lead cut to 3. Top of the fifth ended that way. Appel's scoreless streak to start his Iron Pigs career ends at 9 2/3 innings. The team's unscored upon streak after yesterday's shutout stopped at 15 innings. Let's skip ahead to the 7th. Luis Garcia in to relieve Appel. Bases loaded with nobody out. Jason Martinson pinch hitting for the pitcher, strikes out swinging. So one out, leading run at the plate, and it's the reigning IL Player of the Week, Trey Turner, coming in off of a 13-hit week.
Garcia stretches and delivers. And the 1-0 swung on, chopped on the ground, and short might be two. Jackson has it to second for one, back to first for the double play. And Garcia spun out of a bases-loaded, nobody-out jam, and got Martinson and then Turner.
Turner at that point in this game 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Still 4-1 Lehigh Valley. They'd add some more in the bottom of the eighth inning. Will Venable singles, steals the bag, tags up to third. Brought home on a Ryan Jackson ground out. 5-1 Iron Pigs through seven. On to the ninth. Bobby LaFrambois on to close things out.
Two on, two out. It'll be a 2-1. LaFrambois delivers, swung on a ground ball. Chop the second, should end the game. Featherston Fields goes to first in time. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly for a third consecutive ball game.
It's the first winning streak for the Iron Pigs of more than two games since August 25th of last year. It's also the first win this year versus a team other than Rochester. Again, the final score, 5-1. Pigs win it.